This is Social Endeavor. I'm Autumn Kovac, and this week's guest is Lauren Campbell, who moved from Washington State to North Dakota and is now embracing a new season of life in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
My name's Lauren. I've been here since January.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's a great place.
Good.
So what do you do? What brought you here?
It's kind of a weird story. After I graduated a year ago, I had an internship out in North Dakota with a restaurant company, and I had no intention of staying.
Right.
But then they offered me a full-time job, mm-hmm. and so then I was stuck there, mm-hmm. and so I stayed there. And then we have a corporate office that's like 5 people, mm-hmm. but it's out here in Eden Prairie.
Okay.
And so when it got to hit around Thanksgiving, I was just like, please, can I move and work there?
Mm-hmm.
And so I do HR and accounting type stuff for them.
Okay. And what did you study?
I studied marketing and international relations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, cool. So what was the restaurant?
There are 4 restaurants out in an oil boom town,
right,
in western North Dakota.
Yeah.
It was a fascinating experience. Mm-hmm. It was like studying abroad, basically.
Okay. Wow.
It was a weird place. Mm-hmm. It's a weird thing to be doing.
Yeah. So it's like a small town? Or?
Yeah, it was a very small town, like 15,000-ish people, and it's Williston, North Dakota. It's the center of the oil boom, and so now there's like 60,000 people out
wow.
there, but there's not enough housing for all of them, and
yeah.
it's all like men who couldn't get jobs anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people living in trailers, super
wow.
expensive rent.
Mm-hmm. Just because the demand is
huge demand, and the pay, like you can work at Walmart for $17 an hour
wow.
out there.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. I had a friend who works for an environmental company, and
okay.
they were somehow connected up there,
mm-hmm.
and they were having problems with, like, cell phone connectivity.
Yeah, I had to get a new phone when I moved
yeah.
because my phone wouldn't work out there.
Weird.
Yeah.
So what did you do in the restaurant?
I did some management stuff.
Okay.
I did and still do a lot of payroll.
Sure.
I just kind of, that was the nice thing, was I totally made my own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just kind of go into the restaurants, I would drive around town, I would do different things, I'd work at home sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
it was good, it was a really good learning experience. And
yeah. How does it compare to what you've grown up with? Like, do you come from a small,
no, Seattle? I'm from the suburbs
okay.
of Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easier to say Seattle, but I'm from
right.
about 20 minutes out of downtown.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's total suburbia,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite questions to ask people, or it's becoming my favorite question, is what are some things that you, like, stereotypes that you had about the Midwest, and that maybe were broken, or, you know?
I had no idea of anything about Minneapolis at all.
Okay.
It was so off my radar
mm-hmm.
as a place that existed.
Well, all right.
Just because no one that I grew up with goes here. People go,
yeah.
they go to California, they
sure.
go up and down the West Coast mostly.
Okay.
And so this was not expected at all.
Mm-hmm.
But when I started looking at moving, everyone that I talked to was like, oh, it's great, you're going to love it so much.
Yeah.
So
you were probably pleasantly surprised?
Yes, I was happy with it.
Good. That's so funny. It's like, this is all I know, pretty
right.
much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my stereotype that I have of Washington
yeah.
is that it rains all the time.
Not that much.
Not that much? Okay.
It's not that bad.
And then does anyone ask you similar things? Like, oh, you know? And...
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten a lot of Seattle stereotypes
mm-hmm.
out here, because a lot of the Seattle stereotypes are true. It's a bunch of liberal
okay.
hippies
okay.
who like being in the mountains.
Sure.
But, I mean, I studied abroad with some girls who were from, like, Georgia and
mm-hmm.
stuff, and one of them was surprised that Seattle was, like, a real city and
wow.
not, like, the Wild West.
Oh, really?
It's strange. It's like, no, here's a picture of Seattle.
Yeah. Here's where we are.
Yeah. It's real.
Yeah. We're on the map.
Yeah.
Where did you study abroad?
In Barcelona for
oh,
a summer.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you speak
Spanish?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
Yeah. Would you travel more?
I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was kind of my big thing. I studied there for about 2 months, and then I backpacked for like 5 weeks.
Wow.
So that had been kind of a lifelong goal, and now that that's checked off, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Good.
Yeah.
Where do you know where you want to go next?
There's a lot of places I want to go. I really want to go. I have this dream of going to Istanbul, and I don't know where it came from, but I really want to go to Istanbul.
I've never even heard of that.
It's in Turkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I really want to go.
Okay. I'm sure places like that are, like, the less romanticized ones are more affordable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they're just not as advertised.
Yeah.
They're probably not as touristy, so... Well, I hope that happens.
Me too.
I feel like the hard part of traveling, too, is, like, finding someone to go with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you backpack alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was really, really hard and really, really lonely,
mm-hmm.
and I cried a lot, and I Skyped people a lot,
mm-hmm.
But it was a really good growth experience, and I'm really glad that I did it, but I would not do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally recommend that anyone else do it once,
right.
But you don't need to do it more than that.
Okay, once is enough.
Yeah.
I know, like, the things that are the hardest, you know, make you better for it, but
yeah.
are rough.
Yeah.
So, I did have a question, how did you decide to move? And it seems like it was a pretty obvious...
It just sort of happened.
...situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, how has, like, adjusting to Minneapolis been?
Oh, it has been great.
Okay.
So, I moved here, it's kind of a funny story, but I moved here with a really good friend of mine from college,
mm-hmm.
because we graduated, I went to Williston... May 30th of last year, and then I was planning on just being there for the summer, and when I figured out I was staying for the year, I had been talking to my friend Victoria, and I was just talking to her about what Williston was like, and she was having a hard time finding a good job. She was living at home, trying to figure out what she was going to do, and I kept saying, like, I can get you a job in a restaurant, like, good money, move to North Dakota,
yeah.
like, it's an adventure, move
yeah.
to North Dakota. She's like, no, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went home for a friend's wedding and stayed at her parents' house, and kept pushing it and got her parents on board, and then I drove back to North Dakota, and I was talking to her on the phone, and I was like, hey, training's next week for the restaurant, like, we're about to open,
mm-hmm.
and she called me back, and she's like, all right, I'll be there Monday.
Wow.
And so she moved out there, which saved my life.
Good.
I don't think I could have done it
mm-hmm.
by myself. And so then when it got to, like, move.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, all right, let's move.
Yeah.
So then we moved out here together, which helped
okay.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I was talking to her about how if I had moved here right after graduating,
mm-hmm.
it would have been really hard because
mm-hmm.
I have no friends, no social
no
support
network.
Here.
Yeah.
But moving here from Williston was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Because there are people here that I can be friends with. I just have to find them.
Mm-hmm.
But in Williston, they didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Because it was all older people?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a lot of, just most of the girls my age, like, already had babies.
Sure.
It was that sort of a town.
Mm-hmm.
There just weren't a lot of people of, like, the kind of person that I spend time with.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kinds of groups have you plugged into? Do you dance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Swing dancing has been a huge part of it for me.
Awesome.
That was, like, I met Brandon, like, the first time that I went swing dancing.
Cool.
And I was like, okay. I don't know anyone. Help me.
Yeah.
And he totally was like, okay, go to this dance and this dance and this dance and introduce me to
yeah.
people, which is really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I knew one kid that I went to elementary school with
mm-hmm.
is in grad school out here.
Okay.
And so I hung out with him some. And then a girl who studied abroad in Budapest with my friend. And so I met her for 3 days, 2.5 years ago in Budapest.
Wow.
She's in grad school here. And so I hit her up on Facebook and
yeah.
was like, hey, Katie, remember me? I'm moving. Please be my friend.
Yeah, awesome.
And now we hang out a lot.
Oh,
so,
so cool.
Yeah.
That's really
Thank
awesome.
You, Facebook.
Yeah. Shameless plug for
yeah.
Facebook. That's awesome, though, because you never know where your network will be.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't let it ever stop you from doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and my friend that I met her through just loves that we hang out now. She
thinks
it's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have happened.
Right.
That's so great. Let's see. So do you have a favorite thing about Minneapolis?
I love the lakes. I live in Uptown, and
cool.
I've never lived in that sort of a neighborhood before. You know, I grew up in the suburbs,
yeah.
and then I was in, you know, kind of college neighborhood, and so it's just been great. I can walk to restaurants, I can walk to bars, I can walk to the lakes.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a great spot.
Yeah.
Cool. And then do you have a favorite thing about Washington that you miss?
So many things.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just, it's beautiful is a different kind of beautiful out yeah. there. And so I miss, you know, I miss the mountains and I miss the ocean. And the swing dancing community out there is amazing.
Is it?
Like, here it's great, mm-hmm. but it's amazing.
Really? Like, yeah. in what way?
Oh, it's just huge. Okay. We have Century Ballroom downtown. It's just mm-hmm. gorgeous. There's mm-hmm. a lot of great events. There's just really good, really big, a much bigger group than here.
Okay.
I've found more like friends here than mm-hmm. I in swing dancing than I did there, mm-hmm. but it's a good place to dance.
Yeah,
so I miss cool. that. And my family, of course.
Yeah,
like I don't see them very often.
Yeah, do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have two little brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the biggest thing I think for me anyway. Like keeping if I here. Ever imagine myself leaving, it's like oh I have four nephews and nieces and I just
you don't want to leave them.
No.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think. With moving anywhere and like as young professionals, it's like the opportunity cost,
yeah,
is you know,
yeah,
huge.
Yeah, it's really hard. And I mean, I imagine myself moving back there or at least to be near my parents someday down the yeah. road,
okay.
But I don't know, you know, my parents are open to moving eventually,
really,
or, yeah. So, yeah, I miss my brothers a lot. Mm-hmm. I haven't lived, because my littlest brother's 14.
Okay.
And so he was 9 when I left for college.
Yeah.
And I haven't lived with him since he was in 4th grade. And now yeah. he's going to be in high school. That's yeah. like a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that age.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot.
So.
A lot goes on.
Yeah.
So I'm always curious whenever I ask people to do this podcast with me, what podcast do you like to listen to?
I just got into podcasts a couple months ago now that I work at a desk all day.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been listening to a lot of, like, How Stuff Works.
Yep.
I
know that one.
I like that one a lot. And then This American Life is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of How Stuff Works stuff. Mm-hmm. Stuff your mom never told you. Stuff you didn't know from history. Stuff you didn't... Whatever.
Yeah.
Those ones are all great.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I like? I listen to the Cracked.com podcast, which is completely different and okay. very funny.
Yeah.
So,
hmm.
yeah, I've been listening to a lot of different ones. And
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, it's nice to do it at work, especially if you don't have, like, a stimulating job.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. Then I feel like
I'm always learning things.
Yeah, exactly. Your time is, like, worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I guess going back to moving and living in new places, is there anywhere that you'd want to move next?
I've been thinking about Denver.
Okay.
I've always really liked the idea of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Austin is also interesting to me. Like, okay. It's kind of random, mm-hmm. random cities. But I think I'm here for another year or so.
Okay.
It's kind of what feels right to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be here long enough to really feel like I've been here.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
So you started in January.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. January 13th, I got here.
Okay. Do you know anyone else in those places, like Boston or Denver?
Not really. I know people in Denver, because Denver's kind of more West Coast-y.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've done it, I know that I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, I know that I'm sure I would know someone by mm-hmm. some long connection, and I'd just be like, hey, introduce me to your friends, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, the first time that I hung out with Katie,
mm-hmm.
you know, I hung out with her once, and it was fine, but mm-hmm. we didn't know each other at all. Yeah. So we had a conversation, and then she's like, okay, well, if you want to come to trivia with me and my friends,
mm-hmm.
all right, and I'm there, and I'm kind of talking to her, and her friends are all like, why is this girl here? Like, they're, I mean, they're, like, being friendly, but
yeah.
we just didn't have any sort of a rapport.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but I just, like, kept going, and now, like, they're my friends.
Yeah.
Which is great, and I was just so grateful to her for, like, mm-hmm. inviting me to that stuff,
because mm-hmm.
I needed it.
Yeah. I know. I can't imagine what it's like. Well, I can imagine, I guess, making friends in Minneapolis. Because, mm-hmm. yeah, I'd like to hear, like, the difference of culture in, you know, people, like, reaching out. Or mm-hmm. are they more like, this is our group, here's, you know.
Yeah. I had been told, I did, like, some internet research and stuff on Minneapolis before yeah. I moved, everything that I could.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people on, like, comment threads and stuff would say, oh, that Minnesota nice, it's just a surface level thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've all got their friends that they've been friends with since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got a group like that, it's really hard for a new person mm-hmm. to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found that almost everyone that I've become friends with is a transplant mm-hmm. of some sort.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's just that's who I've met.
Right.
Or if that's, like, how it actually is. I haven't met a lot of people who grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame anyone for that. Like, I have my, you know, like, my friends in college, once I had my group, I wasn't really going out being like, oh, look, there's a transfer student. Yeah. I'll pull them in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's just not how it works.
Right.
So I think that's why, you know, Kate moved here just a couple of months before Victoria and I did. And we were, like, the first girls that she met who didn't already have this group and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I've gotten me really close with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it is just that sort of luck of timing. Of,
yeah.
We were both sort of in the same place emotionally.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that makes sense.
But for the most part, people have been really good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have parties a lot.
Okay.
Like, at once a month. Yes.
Cool.
So you're invited to our next
one.
Thank you. And we literally just invite everyone we know.
Yeah.
We're like, bring your friends. Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll have cheese.
Yeah. Yep.
So I've met people that way, and it's been a good way to be like, oh, yeah, we met that one time. Now you're my friend. Come hang out, please.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you live in a house?
I live in an apartment.
Okay.
Yeah, just me and Victoria have an apartment.
Okay. So, cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great way, too. If you, like, love hospitality and love opening your house, that's awesome. Because no one will refuse good cheese or good company. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a couple of house parties here, and I just love watching the interactions. Because it's like, oh, so many conversations are going on, and people are meeting each other that they never would have.
That's what I love.
Yeah.
Because I do have these, I sort of think of it as, like, these three distinct groups that I've...
Right.
Found.
Yeah.
And I love it when they're like, oh, and now you're meeting that person. And
yep.
Kate became really good friends with my friend Fraser's one from elementary school. A friend of his became really good friends with Kate.
Okay.
And I'm just like, that's so great.
Yep.
You wouldn't have met each other otherwise.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you have swing dancing, trivia. Is that what they
are? Yeah, they're in math grad school.
Okay.
So it's like Katie's friends. Yeah.
So random.
Yeah.
And then what's the third group?
Well, and then there's like my friend Fraser, and then just sort of other random people we collect.
Okay.
We met some people at a restaurant and asked them to be our friends.
Okay. So and there's another way, listeners.
Yeah. They were seated next to us, and they seemed nice, and so we asked them to be our friends. And they said, sure, and now we're Facebook friends, and I'm still trying to get them to hang out with us, but
okay.
They say that they will.
Okay. Well, it's Facebook official, so...
Right, yeah.
I haven't heard of that suggestion,
It's desperation.
Yeah. It works. Yeah. Whatever works.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I think, yeah, it does, moving to a new place does create that desperation.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have time to sit around, I don't have time, you know,
yeah.
Or energy.
You can't not.
Yeah.
Just force yourself to get out there and meet people.
Yeah.
And once you have a group, you don't need to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So, are you an introvert or an extrovert?
It's hard for me to say. I'm an extrovert in that, like, my relationships are super important to me.
Yeah.
Like, my mom was asking me once, she's like, Lauren, you're always talking about meeting people. Like, what? I'm like, well, yeah, it's really important to me to do that and feel like I have strong friendships and stuff. But I definitely, like, I could go dancing tonight or I could sit on my couch. So.
And both are good options.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. So, are you artistic at all?
I wish I was more artistic than I am. Mm-hmm. I write.
Okay.
I did journalism a lot in college,
okay.
So not, like, creative writing so much. And I have a blog that I occasionally post on. I used to be way better about it. I'm gonna work on it.
Okay.
But
what's it about?
It's just kind of my life.
Okay.
I started it. It was in a New Year's resolution project a couple
sure.
years ago, and I was like, I'm gonna post every day. Just something every day.
Yeah.
And I made it to October.
Oh.
So.
I'm impressed.
I did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
And then something happened and it just sort of fell off the wagon. But,
right.
And now I just sort of use it when I'm like, this is a thing that I need to put out there somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
It's Lauren K. Campbell.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. It works for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to write about?
Well, when I was doing journalism and stuff, I loved writing about controversies, you know, whenever we had big issues at my school, it was, like, if find out both sides of it, find out the truth of it, tell people, you know, so there's all this gossip going on, and then you're like, front page, this is what happened. So I loved doing that, and I also really like writing. I love interviewing people, so this is weird for me to be interviewed. But just like getting to know people, and I got to meet so many just different, interesting people when I was doing that. And so I miss that part of journalism, because I don't meet new people in that same way, where you just like, I'm going to sit you down and I'm going to ask real questions about your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's been like the most fun, you know, interview experience? Does one stand out?
I met this awesome old woman who she was 84 last year. She was the oldest person to ever graduate from my school.
Wow.
She had spent 12 years getting her bachelor's degree, because she was like, it's not like I'm trying to get in the job market after this. Like,
no.
She, you know, grew up during the Depression. Women weren't going to go to college.
Wow.
And she had great stories to tell about being a teenager during World War II, and then about, you know, being in school. And she said to me, because I wasn't sure what to expect, what kind of a person she would be, and she had lost her husband 30 years before. You know, she had been a widow for a long time. But one thing she said to me, she's like, you know, this is so great. Like, when I was a girl, you know, if you know, you could be a teacher, or you could clean someone else's floors, or you could clean your own floors. But now, you girls, you can be doctors and lawyers and anything you want to be. And I just think that's great.
So cute.
That's so wonderful, just to hear someone from that generation be like, wow, this is so different, and it's so cool.
That's awesome. It's like the history book came alive.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Wow.
It was great to meet her.
Good for her. There were a couple older people in my graduating class too. I didn't know them personally, but I'm like, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because your mind also learns things differently, too. Mm-hmm. So even encountering school, you know, is a different experience.
Yeah. I think her grandson might have, like, also been in our class or something.
Oh, so
they, like,
huge.
I'm like, oh, the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so great. So you went to school in Washington?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Eastern Washington, so like 5 hours from where I grew up.
Okay.
So I haven't lived at home in a long time, and I didn't go home that often while I was in school.
Good.
Because 5 hours felt like a long time.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, if I could drive 5 hours, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
So you lived like on campus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in the dorms for 2 years, and then I lived in like an off-campus house with my friends for 2 years. And
nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely miss it. But.
Yeah. I know. I went to an all-girls school for the first year in Alabama, and then I transferred back to a community college, and then a state school that was kind of like a community college with lots of working adults.
Okay.
So
very different.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, well, I had my dorm life, my dorm experience.
Mm-hmm.
And just today I got my bill in the mail for my loans.
Oh, like, lucky you.
Yay, it's happening. So,
welcome.
Welcome to being an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, going back to interviewing people, I think, so I started this blog.
Yeah.
A few months ago.
Okay.
And I didn't really know exactly what it was going to be about, but I thought, well, while I'm applying for all these jobs, maybe it'd be awesome to have, like, a format where people can see my work, you know, since I wanted to get into marketing and all that stuff. So, which is still the goal, but I also wanted to have, like, an interview blog. So I started interviewing professionals and stuff, writing their responses, and then I'm like, it'd be really awesome to have a podcast, because someone got me hooked on podcasts, and I thought they were awesome.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just so fun to hear about people's experience.
Yeah, that was actually something I was sort of thinking about today, because I feel like I should have a side project of some sort. I don't really have anything right now.
Do it.
And I'm like, oh, I need something.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out what that should be, but I do miss, I miss writing. I don't really want, I applied for a lot of journalism jobs last year when I was graduating, didn't get anything, and I prefer, like, the sort of editing environment, that sort of thing, but it's impossible to get to that without spending years on the ground as a journalist. I'm like, I don't think it's worth it to me.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about, because I used to really like writing profiles of people, okay. like not just a back and forth, like transcribing right. the interview, but like writing about them and yeah. stuff. And I'm like, maybe I could just start like interviewing people and doing like profiles.
Yeah.
That could be fun. And just like posting them.
Yeah. So. I'm sure people love to be.
People love to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I haven't had someone turn down it yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so fun. It's just like, oh, who should I interview? Like, people, it kind of creates a whole new community to you mm-hmm. because people are like, oh, you should talk to this person, and it's, and then I learn more about Brandon and how he, like, loves to do this other, like, podcast thing himself, and I'm like, oh, just, like, I would never, like, that would yeah. never come up in conversation until, you know,
yeah.
this happened. So, yeah, it's really fun when you, like, open your mind to other things. And
yeah, that's, like, because I feel like in college I was meeting new people and stuff, but I went to a fairly small school. It was, like, 5,000 undergrads. And so there weren't a lot of just, like, whoa, and now I'm meeting this person I never would have expected to mm-hmm. meet, you know, because everyone's sort of... through a degree of connection or two, you sort of know everybody.
Yeah.
But here, that has been something I feel like it just sort of is like, oh, whoa, now I'm meeting these people, and there's just, like, so many people out there that mm-hmm. I'm like, there's so many of you that are probably really cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
how do I, like, meet you? And yeah. then, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's fun.
Mm-hmm. So are there any, like, to-do lists for the year, like, things you want to do before you might leave?
A lot of it is just that I want to feel like I was really here.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Williston, like, I gained a lot from being there, but I never wanted to be there, mm-hmm. you know? So I did what I could to, like, enjoy it and stuff,
right.
but, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a lot of, like, I have never seen the Great Lakes. I want to do that. Yeah. You know, I want to do some camping. I want to visit a bunch of different restaurants and stuff around the city. I want to yeah. go to festivals and just...
Yeah.
So when someone, you know, 10 years down the road is like, oh, you live in Minneapolis, what was that like?
Mm-hmm.
I have something to say other than, like, it's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Way to embrace.
Gung ho.
Yeah, that's good. Have you checked out, like, to-do lists of, like, things to do in Minneapolis?
I have so many things I want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Like, anything specific?
Oh, I've heard that, like, the Boundary Waters are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, canoeing and stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
I have this one, I don't remember the things on it, but this is one list on the internet. It's like 150 things to do in Minneapolis.
Wow.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do them.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's a cool thing about moving,
mm-hmm.
is because when you're in your old place, you know, you're hanging out with your old friends and you're going to your favorite places mm-hmm. and stuff. And I'm starting to have my favorite places here that I like to go back to, and it's nice to have that where it's not like everything's new all the time,
mm-hmm.
but... it's also fun to still be like, there's so many neighborhoods I haven't been to.
Yeah.
And all the time, my roommate and I drive through places and we're like, this is so cute. We have to hang out here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a very, it's sort of that feeling of like, you're traveling and exploring a new place. And once it gets boring, I want to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah. smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a tourist in your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I'm like, oh, I could go to a museum today,
mm-hmm.
which is not something I would do at home.
Right.
Like, in Seattle, I'd be like,
why?
I've been to the museum. Like,
yeah.
I've been there. Why yeah. would I go again?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Have you been to some, like, theaters or museums so far?
I want to go to the MOA.
Okay.
Yeah. MIA. I've been to the mall, not to the museum. Yes.
Okay.
I want to go to the museum. And there's, like, the historical museum, which yep. I think is over in St. Paul. I just... Mm-hmm. Like, why not go?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should start, like, a group on Facebook of, like, 150 things to do.
That'd be so
and, like,
fun.
Do them.
Yeah.
Be, people would totally join you.
All right.
Yeah.
It would be like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
If you want to show up, you show up.
Yeah. Yeah, like, once a week or something.
That'd be so fun.
That would be awesome. So
yeah.
Cool.
She has them broken up by season, so.
Oh, right. Really? No wonder it's a year for you.
Yeah. Like, all right, I got time.
Yeah.
No, more like my lease is up in August, and so
oh.
I'll sign a year lease in August. And
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the same place?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, we got a great deal, because there was a couple that had lived there before.
Okay.
And they were moving to California, And then they were leaving all their furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And so Victoria's room is really small because it wasn't a bedroom, but it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they were leaving, you know, couches and mm-hmm. a bed and a kitchen table and, you know, a bunch of kitchen supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yes, we need this apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
So perfect.
Yeah.
Seems like things just line up like that when you need them, too.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Well, do you have any closing thoughts or other fun topics?
Really, I think moving is hard, but everyone should do it.
Okay. Good pieces of advice. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you. It was so fun.